You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
There's a scene in Alexander Nanow's fascinating and disturbing documentary called Toto and His Sisters, in which Semenika Petri tells the officials of a parole hearing that her three children are being looked after by her brothers while she's in prison. But the audience already knows that's far from reality. Anna, 17, Andrea, 14, and Totonel, 10, are living in what appears to be a communal crack den in Bucharest, Romania, surrounded by relatives and other men who mostly spend their time shooting up. The film, which was shot over 15 months, won the Best Documentary Prizes in Zurich and Warsaw and has received a number of other prizes, and it will be shown a number of times during the Tribeca Film Festival, starting tonight at 9. I'm very pleased to welcome Alexander Nanow to our show today. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us here.
In the scene where the mother is denied parole for her 7-year sentence, she tells the kids she'll be out in a month or two. Was she lying to them, or did she really think that she'd get out?
No, she really hoped to get out. I mean, I also hope that she will get out, because my plan was to do a film about a mother starting a new life with her kids, but then she would not get out, so we made a completely different film.
Your original idea of making a film here was about the Roma.
No, not at all. I mean, I was approached by a Romanian producer if I would like to take a look at a project that had some funding for making something about Roma communities, but I rejected it because I don't believe in political films.
So how did you find this family?
So I accepted to do some research in marginalized communities that happened to be Roma, and I got very interested in the situation of kids, because I really had to imagine, how would I be, who would I be, if I would have been born by pure chance in such a situation with no way out of such a hell, let's say. And from this psychological moment that I was trying to figure out in a child, I proposed that I want to make a film about kids.
Well, one of the questions the audience asks is, why would the mother leave her children in the care of a group of addicts?
I mean,
In this case, the uncles often invite their junkie friends over, and sometimes they're also gone for weeks at a time.
Yeah, I mean, these marginalized communities, let's say, live in a constant conflict with the authorities, so they would never let their kids being brought up in orphanages. They prefer to let them with their families. But in this case, the families are, you know, do a lot of illegal things.
And Anna, the oldest child, who's still just a teenager, 17, also uses drugs, but she tries to kick the uncles out of the house so that they won't use drugs around her, because she thinks that she would stop using drugs if they're not around?
No, I guess, I mean, in this particular scene, the kids really hoped for the mother to come back the next day and really tried to, you know, to clean the house. And she proposed to herself to not to take drugs, because the mother was coming back, so she wanted to be a good girl. You know?
Although she seems to have little sense of responsibility for her siblings.
I mean, it's a mixture. It's on the edge, because she took on the role of the mother to take care of the kids, but she had to deal with drugs in order to get some money for her siblings.
And at one point, she's arrested for dealing. And when she gets out, she promises her sister that she's going to go straight, but soon she's shooting up again.
Yeah, we know what happens with people that are addicted. Yeah.
And Toto, Totonel, called Toto, mm-hmm. who's 10 years old, seems somewhat oblivious to the messy environment that they live in, because this is all he knows?
It's all he knows, but it's impressive how he would just, you know, for years sit in the corner of a couch next to all these junkies and just observe people and be very good in picking out what he needs for himself, but not becoming part of them.
Is he aware of the fact that they live a strange life? They don't even have a stove. They have to improvise the equivalent of a stove.
Oh, that's his normality. I wouldn't say that he has the ability to judge things, because he didn't see something else. So it was normal for him.
To some degree, isn't Andrea, the 14-year-old daughter, the real hero of the story? Were you ever tempted to call your film Andrea and Her Siblings?
She is, let's say, the driving force of the story. But Toto is the stake because all three women around him, his two sisters and his mother, they're all fighting for his attention. So he is, for me, the stake of the story that makes everybody, drives everybody somehow.
Andrea is obviously intent on saving herself. First, she leaves home to sleep at friends' houses. Is she afraid that if she lives with her uncles, she'll also start using drugs as her sister does?
Yeah, I think she is really... She doesn't like the presence of all these men around. I mean, she's 14, 15. And I'm not sure if she was afraid of starting doing drugs or if she was just so against it because her mother was in prison for dealing and taking drugs.
And then she realizes that her sole means of survival would be for her to stick together with Toto.
Right. I mean, because she's a very emotional person, she discovers somehow the love for her brother, and it becomes one of her successes to rescue him.
And at a very young age, they have to make some very difficult choices. For example, when a social worker urges Andrea to move with Toto into an orphanage, which would mean abandoning Anna, she decides to do it. In fact, when their mother is finally released from prison, Andrea wants to stay in the orphanage with Toto. Mm-hmm.
Yes, these kids realize that in order to proceed and to succeed and to get out of the vicious circle, they have to leave things behind, even though it's the mother or the sister.
My guest is Alexander Nanau, who's the director, writer, producer of Toto and His Sisters, which will be shown tonight at 9, then again on Sunday, next Wednesday and Friday. And for ticket information, you can go to our show page at WNYC.org. You have shot this largely at the eye level of the kids.
Yes, that was a very, that was a decision that came when I took the decision to make the film. So I really wanted to make a film from the kids' perspective, lowering the camera at their eyesight and not involving adults.
And you use the fly-on-the-wall approach that some documentarians use, serving as your own director of photography.
Yes.
We feel completely invested in these kids, and yet at a certain point it's hard not to ask whether intervention rather than a movie camera is what they would need most. And a number of people have questioned whether you shouldn't just simply have said, these kids are in such a dire situation, I've just got to help them.
Yeah, I think that when we judge it with our norms, it seems very hard to watch, and you feel like you should intervene, but I found there a life that was going on since years, and there was nothing so dangerous that I had to intervene. And at the same time, I think that what was important, the help that they got, was my presence. The fact that somebody said, like, you are somebody, you are important, I'm making a story about you, and that made them wanting something else, getting out of there.
And Toto and Andrea spend much of their time at a tutoring center. Shouldn't the teachers who understood their situation have done more? Is Romanian government so disconnected that people like these just get lost?
Yes. I mean, that club where they go to, the educational club, is a private initiative, so it's not a state's
And Andrea is illiterate, functionally illiterate initially.
Completely, yeah, although she is 15.
So is that a common situation for kids living in the ghetto?
Yes, for the marginalized communities, yes, it is, because the schools are not good, the teachers are not prepared for such kids, and such a private initiative like this club has people who really know how to work with these marginalized kids.
Have all of these problems developed after the fall of Ceausescu's communist regime?
I think more than before, because before they could still find, let's say, some work, or everybody was, let's say, equal, you know.
Well, it was a terrible situation, but I guess it wasn't drug addiction. You'd have gone to jail for a long time if you were a drug user.
Yes, it wasn't, yeah.
Ceausescu fell in 1989, and then your family moved to Germany a year later. Is that just a coincidence?
No, it was 3 months after, because unfortunately we had to move in 1983 as part of the German community. We had our citizenship. But we found out only in 1989 that one of our family members was a Securitate member who put in our file a page saying that we're not allowed to leave the country. So my parents fought for 80 years to get out, but only in the end they found out why it was not allowed because our whole family was already in Germany. We were just the last ones kept in Romania.
So do you think of yourself as a German filmmaker or a Romanian filmmaker?
Neither of them. I am a filmmaker. I try to build my stories in a way that they are very universal and international, and I don't feel bound to a nationality at all.
Toto and Andrea also take a hip-hop dance class together. In the beginning, the instructor is annoyed with Toto's lack of effort in the class because it seems he's so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Did they commit a lot of time to it?
You mean after the film? Or?
Well, all the time. Over the course of the film, Toto seems to develop a passion for dance, and his enthusiasm is a rare example of potential optimism.
Yes, it's his big success. I mean, he really discovered this dance teacher as a role model, and now he is dancing on, and his dream is to become a dancer, and he's a very good street dancer now.
How old is he?
He's now 14 years old.
Was it hard for you to watch them struggle and then have to leave after the project was over?
Yes and no, because I never left. I mean, we are still in touch. And I know where they are. For example, we go to several festivals together. I took Toto to Vienna. I took Toto and Andrea to Prague. So we are pretty much in touch. And yeah.
And Andrea also becomes a filmmaker. And she shoots footage that you wind up incorporating into the film.
Yes, we had this idea that it might be interesting to have very private footage, but I thought in order to get something good, I have to teach them. So I organized for 3 months a cinema workshop in this club where we would watch films, read scenes, short films by Abbas Kiarostami. I would teach them how to use a camera. And then I started to work with her and tried to explain to her how she could use it as a diary.
So what's the current situation? I assume that their mother is still involved in the drug world. Their uncles are still. Has Anna escaped?
Unfortunately, Anna stole a phone, and because she was on probation, went back to prison. But Toto is still in the orphanage and is very developing very well. I mean, they're visiting the mother, but now from a position of power, you know, that he has his own life. He's dancing on. He's going to school. And Andrea is living with her boyfriend outside the ghetto and tries to stay out of it.
Is contemporary Romania still suffering from the damage created by the Ceausescu regime? Has it ever really recovered? Poland has, it seems, and some of the other former communist countries have, but Ceausescu's regime was quite extreme.
Yes, and it's still a problem that the same people are in power, and now it starts to get a bit... they start to be cleaned out because we have a very good anti-corruption institution that is, putting them into prison. But it will take another 5 to 10 years, I guess, to clean these people out.
Does winning all the awards you've won so far help you to get more projects?
I guess so, yes. I mean, the attention is bigger, but, for me, the most important with this film, for example, is that we got cinema distribution in France. So I think seeing how good the film works with every part of society and different ages, I hope that it will work very good in cinemas.
Making a documentary is different than doing a story film because, as you said initially, you thought this was going to be about a mother and her children, and instead it's about children on their own. You could not have known what was going to happen.
No, life is writing the best stories sometimes, and you just have to be there and be open to whatever it, wherever it develops to.
Alexander Nanau is, you brought your son with you.
Yes, Jacob.
Has he seen the film?
Yeah, sure. My two sons have seen it, yeah.
Well, he's very young.
9 years
old,
yeah.
Would he find it disturbing?
Yes, for sure. But he knows the situation because I brought them to the ghetto and I brought them to the club and they played with these kids and Toto and Andrea would come to our place. So he knows he knows the people in the film.
Alexander Nanau, who is the director, writer, producer, and cinematographer of Toto and His Sisters, which will be shown tonight at 9 as part of the Tribeca Film Festival. Do you know which theater it's at? Well, we have that information on yes. our website, actually. People can go there, wmyc.org. Also, Sunday, next Wednesday, and Friday. And as I said, for ticket information and times, go to our show page at wmyc.org. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.